Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Wood Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021, and across Tasmania for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Well, if you're an NRL fan, you'll know exactly what we're going to be talking about with the Melbourne Storm boss, Frank Panisi. If you have been living under a rock, Craig Bellamy, the greatest coach, well, in modern history, we're going to say, has agreed to a new long-term deal. He's going to stay at the Melbourne Storm until the end of 2026. The man who put that deal together, Frank Panisi, joins us. Frank, welcome. I've got to say, I was a little surprised when I picked up the news this morning. Not that he'd been re-signed, but I guess the length, another 5 years.
Yeah, great news for the club. I'll correct you there, Sam. I'd love to say I got involved, but I stayed out of this one. Craig and I are a bit too close. I would have given him a 20-year contract, so it wouldn't have gone over well. But no, Matt Tripp, our chairman, and our CEO, Justin Roski, have done a fabulous job putting the deal together, which secures Craig here for 5 years. Definitely next year as head coach, and then after that, we're not too sure, but he'll definitely be involved in some capacity at the Melbourne Storm for the next 5 years, which is enormous for the football club.
So when you say that you weren't involved, Frank, how difficult was that? I mean, is there a point where you as the GM of footy and your relationship with the coach, you get too close? I mean, what if it had been the opposite, Frank, and you know, Justin and Matt had come to you and said, do you think we should move him on?
Well, thankfully they didn't, and if they did, I certainly would have had the right answer. And I think, 14 years is a long time working together, and we've got a very close working relationship. So whilst both Matt and Justin kept me abreast of all the negotiations and so on, I was at arm's distance away. I just think it's really difficult when you've got a relationship as we have. It's unique. So I thought it was the best thing all involved. But we got the outcome we all wanted, and I think it's, as I said, just a fantastic day for the club.
So, Jared, if Craig Bellamy is going to coach the Melbourne Storm next year, definitely, and Frank's saying that we're not sure after that, what's going to be the best role for Craig Bellamy at the Melbourne Storm if he's not coaching? Is it a Kevin Sheedy ambassadorial sort of setup?
I suspect that'll be up to Craig, really. I mean, if you're a young coach, then it would be great to have him as someone there as a mentor, because he's clearly going to be a willing mentor. If you're an older coach, a grumpy old coach, you probably don't want him in the vicinity because he keep reminding you of what you're doing wrong all these years, Frank.
Yeah, I think you've answered that quite well there, Roger. I think one thing we will do is take our time and to decide exactly how that role will look. Craig might go another year after next year.
Yeah.
He might go another 2 years. We just don't know. And he's got inside the contract, he's got the capacity to do that. There's certain dates he has to let the club know if he does want to continue being a head coach. But we would love him to continue being a head coach. But if he's not, look, he's definitely going to play a key role in mentoring the coach. There's no doubt about it. He's had a fabulous history of developing young coaches at this club. A number of now head coaches at other clubs or gone on to be senior assistants elsewhere, and he's got a fantastic group with him right now. So, in terms of him developing coaches, I think that's definitely one of his strengths, and he'll have a say in who the next head coach is and obviously help that head coach along the way.
I read in one of the missives, Frank, that Craig's son is an aspiring young coach.
He's on our coaching staff, and he's a wonderful young coach. Whether he's got head coach aspirations, I'm not too sure, but he's certainly, in his current role as development coach, doing an outstanding role. He has been for 4 or 5 years now, and he's one of a few coaches, four coaches we've got underneath Craig that are a really important part of our football program. And he's got a big future. I'm a young coach, but who knows down the track.
Did he turn down a role with the Sharks, Frank?
He did. No, he turned that one and the Broncos. But as he said, he addressed the players this morning and told them the decision. It was just too hard to leave the football club. I think, like anyone in life, Sammy, there's challenges that motivate us and are appealing, and he looked at a few of them as challenges, but his emotional attachment to this football club was just too difficult to break.
Now, Frank, what's Brad Fittler got against the Storm?
I haven't read that.
Well, it's just got me completely a bit miffed.
We got a problem with Brad Fittler, have we, Frank?
Well, apparently so. That's just the commentary that we seem to receive from our fans, our wonderful loyal fans on different forums they have, that the commentary on Channel 9 at times can be a little bit biased, and they've obviously this week pointed at Brad Fittler. So whether that's fair or not, I'm not too sure. I didn't actually listen to the Channel 9 commentary. I listened to the other broadcast, Fox Sports, I should say. But, yeah, certainly that was a bit of a theme last week after the Friday night's game. So, but if he does, if he doesn't like us, well, there's not much we can do about it, Bush.
Sometimes people, though, see criticism as not liking a club. I mean, every commentator has been in the land, the business 30 years, and occasionally you get that level at you, but it's really just...
Welcome to you, Heather.
It's really just you being a commentator.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And I think at times, you know, I know Gus Gould gets a bit of a bad rap down in Melbourne, but I think he's one like that too. I think, in fairness, he does give us praise. And at times, if the criticism comes across as bias, well, so be it. But I certainly know, you know, there's something we don't talk about within the four walls. But I know it's been a big topic amongst our fans. And, you know, they're entitled to have their opinion, just like the commentators are theirs.
Puts me in a precarious position, Jared. I mean, I have to think that Channel 9's commentary is just absolutely outstanding. I would encourage everyone to watch Channel 9 as much as you would encourage everyone to watch Fox.
Scoop, well, you know better than I that it's not, and you've got a couple of thoughts on how it can be improved. You've just got to summon the guts to go and tell your football manager who needs to be sacked. Well, it'll be interesting. There might be a couple of positions opening up there, Frank, if Scoop gets his way. Can I ask you about your thoughts on first-year coaches? Do you think the Storm is a club that needs a senior figure in the game?
No, we certainly don't. I mean, we may go that way, but I think with the structures and now with Craig filling into that potential coaching director role, I think it's more likely than not we will go with a younger coach, whether that's a first-year coach or a rookie coach in the first couple of years. I think that's the way the club will go, but who knows, in a couple of years' time, the club may go a different direction. But with the structures that we've got and the staff we hope to maintain over the next few years, I mean, this is just the first big piece in the jigsaw, getting Craig, and it's a big one. But, you know, we've obviously got a fantastic coaching team behind him and a performance team. So our intention is over the next few weeks is tie them up for long-term deals. So whoever takes over as coach, whether it's 23 or 24, is taking over a really good team. So I think we'd probably lean on going for a younger coach. But, you know, we've still got a while to go before we decide that.
Bigger picture, has the Delta strain knocked on the head any expansion for next year?
Oh, I think it has to, doesn't it? Yeah, just really do. I just think it's July now, and I know it's for 2023, and people say it's 18 months away, but you need more than 18 months to set up a football club, to put together a roster, a coaching team, everything, sponsors and so on. And in the current climate, financial climate, where it's getting sponsors, whatever, and it's going to be difficult. So I think if anything, it'll probably push it back to a year to 2024, and I think that'd be a sensible decision if that's the way they do go.
When will they make the decision, and clearly it will be made, that the grand final is heading to Brisbane?
Yeah, look, I think that's on the cards with everything going on in Sydney at the moment, Jared, is that with the high numbers and the Sydney clubs won't be back for a long time, and they certainly wouldn't get a full house, even if things did improve remarkably in the next few weeks. So I think that's likely, but I think in terms of the expansion, I think the sooner the better, just to give those clubs, the bidders, give them the respect and let them just take a bit of breath, fresh air and go again next year.
Frank, Gillon McLachlan here in the AFL has said that they haven't talked yet about, you know, getting players vaccinated. I don't want to jump the queue. What's the NRL's stance on that, particularly heading into next year?
Yeah, they're similar, but I think there's also a view amongst the game that I think people want vaccination in. I think everyone agreed that early on it wasn't right to professional sportsmen to jump the queue.
Yep.
I think we all agreed with that. But now everyone's had a fair crack at it. I think there should be, you know, some at least consideration, a discussion given about offering players and officials involved, because we wouldn't want to go through another year like this. I mean, we've done two in a row now, but I think three would really wear everyone out.
Yes, there's the public policy, and then there's what's going on behind the scenes. And I'd be staggered if most people at the top end of both codes aren't almost demanding somehow, somewhere, we're going to get vaccinated.
I agree. And I agree with Frank's point. I mean, lots of people in this country have had a fair crack, and we don't want to go through a third season like this. Frank, great to have you on. Great news for the Melbourne Storm today with Craig Bellamy agreeing to that new long-term deal. He's going to be at the club in some capacity until the end of 2026. Good luck against the Panthers.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jared.
Frank Panisi there.
Big game coming up, the Panthers.
Yeah, does it make it 15 in a row?
Standout game of the year round.
Interesting, Frank, saying that...
In fact, some said the standout game of the year.
He had nothing to do with the deal.
Well,
he had to step
Matty
away
Tripp,
from
wouldn't
it.
It? Matty Tripp and...
Matty Tripp and Justin Rodsky.
Okay, Justin Rodsky.
Matty Tripp, interesting. Interesting. We're going to check in with the round 19 rising star, Harry Schoenberg, next.